This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark.
Let's talk about what I think the four steps of entering the self-storage business are, and most people don't start there. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And that houses the training I offer like this and the paid-for courses I have, such as the On-Demand Self-Storage Bootcamp. We'll be having a live one in January. But at any time, if you want to take it at your own leisure, you can purchase the On-Demand Self-Storage Bootcamp. It's designed to take you from wherever you are right now, all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. You can find out more about the products and training I offer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Now, when entering the self-storage business, if you're not already an entrepreneur or a business owner, you're going to be one. Now, that may sound like a simple step, but if you've never been a business owner, it's a whole new world. So I thought I'd create a self-storage getting started kind of checklist. And I'm not going to start where most people probably would start, with looking at listings and that type of thing. I'm going to start from the premise that 80% of success in life is a function of your mindset, and 20% is a function of knowing what to do. So I'm going to create the first four steps inside the concept of you're an entrepreneur now. If we can get this part correct, then the doing has a much better chance of being successful. So the first place we're going to start is what I call a business strategy. Now, this is not a business plan. You can create a business plan, but even more important, in my opinion, your business plan is your business strategy. You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. Now, your business strategy is really a function of why you want to be in the self-storage business. So when I'm asking people why they want to be in the self-storage business, I usually get something, you know, one of the answers is usually like the benefits of self-storage. Like it's great cash flow and you can get good cash flow for the type of product that it is. It's a steady cash flow. It's almost like an ATM machine, and all that's correct. But that's not why you want to be in the self-storage business. Or I get a pretty vague answer like, I want to make money, or I want to get rich, or I want to create some wealth. Now, that's all well and good, but you really got to go deeper. So let me give you a couple examples. I worked with one gentleman who had a great six-figure income from a sales job, and he told me he wanted to replace his income, and he gave me the dollar amount, with self-storage income. That is clear. That is a goal that we can begin to get our heads around, because we can begin to develop a strategy to achieve that. I worked with another guy whose goal was to double his net worth every 5 years. That's clear, very succinct. We can work with that. I have target numbers. I now, you know, we know what kind of storage deals to look at. Why do you want to be in the self-storage business? So for the person that wanted to replace his, you know, mid six-figure income with self-storage income, you know, this was our strategy. He basically had enough money to do one deal. So we helped him, you know, we looked and he found an expansion, helped him analyze it, go through the process, the due diligence. He closed on that expansion, built it, doubled the size, got it towards lease up, and then is profitable, he's cash flowing, he's done a deal, He's in the business. Then he starts looking for the next deal. Now, he doesn't have the money to buy the next deal, but we now had a successful project. So what he did was he raised capital. And from our calculations, to replace that income, it was going to need about another four transactions. The first one was in the $4 million range. We were going to need about four transactions to replace his income. So that's what we did, or that's what he did. He went out and syndicated the next ones. Now, his ultimate goal was to syndicate them, do a value add play, create some value, then sell those, and then buy another, let's say two more, that he would own all by himself, and that would replace his income. And then he could go from there. The next person I work with, remember, that wanted to double his net worth every 5 years, well, that person really could look at the exact same deals as the first person, but the strategy and approach to those transactions was very, very different. The person who was doubling his net worth every 5 years, and by the way, it was closer to every 3 years he was doubling it, well, at least while we worked together. What his strategy was, he had a developer mindset. So he was building ground up, doing expansions, doing conversions, same type of deals the first person was. But when he would get close to stabilization, he was really focused on the value creation. Then he would put them on the market and sell them, and then 1031, or in other words, to defer his capital gains tax into the next deal. And sometimes he went into one deal, sometimes it was multiple deals. Very different strategies, but all using self-storage as the vehicle. And both of those business strategies were a function of their goals. What are your goals for getting in the self-storage business? I've seen people want to have retirement. They don't necessarily need the cash flow, but they want to get in 10, 20 years before their retirement, so they have an asset that's paid off or almost paid off, cash flowing when they retire. You would manage that asset differently. You would look at different deals. So knowing what your goals are will ultimately define your angle into this fantastic business of self-storage. What are your goals and why do you want to be in it? Specific numbers, specific goals. My life got very simple when I got very clear on what I was looking for. This is how business owners think. We're not looking for just a good deal. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking for a very specific type product to fulfill a very specific type goal. Now, we might get rich in the process, but we're looking for very specific deals. The next step or space to go through in your checklist is, what are your strengths? No man is an island. No person can do everything on their own. Everybody I've ever worked with, including myself, we need a team. What type of team? Who's on the team? Well, that's really a function of what strengths you bring to the table. And then the strengths you don't have, you bring other team members in to fulfill on them and to help you achieve success in the self-storage business. For example, in our Inner Circle group, now Inner Circle is a group of people in our this network that meet weekly. And there's also a platform where there's all kind of resources for them. But we get together and we meet weekly and we support each other as we grow or get in our self-storage business. We have a gentleman in there named Rich. Rich's superpower is he has a computer background and he can set up structures on his computer to help find off-market deals and land deals and buildings for conversion that most people don't have that skill set or can't do it anywhere near as well as he can. Now, what he does is he brings those deals to the inner circle. And if anyone wants to do them, he'll let them do them. And he wants to be a partner in the deal for finding it and bringing it to them. If no one in our group wants to do it, he's going to wholesale it out. That's his strength. So he's using his strength as a leverage point to get into the self-storage business. So other people in a group who don't have that strength can partner with him and look at all kinds of deal flow that they would never see without that person's strengths. So what are your strengths? When I got into self-storage business, I didn't have any money. And I was in real estate. I could find deals. I could analyze deals. I could execute the deals, the value add play strategies. I just needed partners with money. So I developed the skill set of being able to show these opportunities to investors, and I basically syndicated my deals. That's how I operated the majority of my life in the self-storage business. So what are your strengths? Now, once you get your strengths written down, and they could be strengths such as I'm good with numbers, I'm good with people. It could be real general. It could be you've got a good business mindset. It could be that you're hard. I mean, whatever your strengths are, write them down. They don't have to be specific to self-storage. Write them down, and then we'll go to the next step, which is step three, which is bringing other team members in to fulfill on what the steps are that you need support in. And by the way, there's going to be a download with all of this in here, so you can go through this four-step process and do the work in such a way that it increases your chances of success in the self-storage business. Generally, getting in the business or doing your next deal, the skill sets that are needed to be successful are creating deal flow to look at, analyzing the deals, controlling them, getting control of the properties if you find one that you want, legal services for contracts and closing, the ability to go through the due diligence process, and who's going to manage it once you own it. Now, other team members or skill sets that you might need are, at least in my world, are usually around construction, estimating jobs, being able to look at an offering memorandum or being able to look at a raw piece of land and have some basic numbers in mind of what it's going to take to build what you think should be on there. Then somebody's got to build it. Construction services could be a GC, could be a construction manager, could be you if you have construction experience. You'll most likely need engineering services, architectural services, and relationships with product suppliers and vendors. Now, no one person has all the skill sets needed to execute a successful self-storage strategy. What do you bring to the table? You might not know how to analyze self-storage, but if you're smart or if you're good with numbers, or if you've owned other investment real estate or invested in any other way, you may be able to learn it real quick. It's not hard, believe me. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm the guy that got passed in algebra if I promised the teacher never to take it again. And then I spent much of my life crunching numbers and bringing partners in to fulfill on the numbers and the opportunities that I found, analyzed, and created. Now, these are some of the main skill sets needed. What do you bring to the table? Or what could you learn? You may need a coach, you may need training, you may need courses. They're all out there, it's not hard to find. You can go to Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. There's a lot of free stuff there. There's a lot of courses there. And I do one-on-one consulting, one-on-one coaching. And we have the inner circle. So there's go to that one website. There's all types of resources to support you in filling in your knowledge gap. But you still got to bring team members in for the rest of it. And the fourth step is to assemble your team. Now, when I'm looking at a deal, let's say in Texas, I don't necessarily have my engineer figured out before I start looking in Texas. But here's what I do have. I know how to analyze deals, or I would have a team member who does. I have a lawyer who can respond quickly to a contract. Very often in the self-storage space, we have to move quickly. So when we find a deal that works, other people are going to be looking at it too. So speed to control the deal is critical. That's why it's critical, in my opinion, to have your attorney already picked out before you start looking at deals. I have one attorney that will help me all over the country. Then if I need a local attorney, he'll refer him to me. I'll let him figure out who the best one is. But I have an attorney all lined up, ready to go, knows what I'm about, knows what my goals are. I'm not having to, I can send him an email, send him a letter of intent, or send him some of the terms, and we can get a contract in a day. That's very important in self-storage today. Have your attorney lined up before you start looking at properties. That's my coaching. And somebody's got to create deal flow to look at. If it's not you, it could be a real estate agent. You could learn how to do it yourself. You could get a partner. There's a lot of ways. My experience is team members are either partners, vendors like your attorney or an engineer or a coach, or employees. It's either one of the three. There may be another way. I'm just don't have a clue what it would be, but those are the three ways I see that you can get team members. Most of my team members have been vendors and partners, and then we have maintenance people, and then we and managers on facilities. So the fourth step is to start assembling your team. At the very least, you're going to need either you or somebody generating deal flow to look at, know how to analyze them, and have an attorney ready to go so you can move quick when you find the right opportunity. The rest of it can be assembled. It has to be assembled quickly, but you can do that. We have a relationship with a national architectural firm in the self-storage space, and I typically get civil engineers in the local markets. That's just our strategy. Used to be I functioned as a construction manager ourselves, or if I was out of town doing a project in a state, you know, away from my hometown, I would hire construction managers. Now, lenders very often do require GCs, so I didn't like the GC prices, so I brought a partner in who is a GC, and I'm now an owner in a construction company. That's just how I handled it. If you're interested in our construction companies looking at your deal, reach out. But I've seen people really get off to a rocky start or to no start because they skip these steps. There's nothing that exciting about doing these steps, but it lays the groundwork for your success. People tend to want to start looking at deals, learning how to run numbers, and that type of thing. And that's important. You got to know that. But if you don't start at a higher level, you're not sure what to look at, and you won't recognize the best deal for you when you see it if you haven't done this work. So if you're interested in the free downloadable checklist with explanations of what these steps are, do them. People who do this work tend to be more successful in the self-storage business. To a large degree, your success is going to be a function of the team you assemble, or at least it has been for me and most of the people I know. This is a fantastic business, but nothing's guaranteed. Your success is not guaranteed. The right groundwork increases your chances of success in the self-storage business. I hope this has helped you, and thank you very much for watching. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. So thank you very much. I'll see you next week.